Just realized I'm not sure if it's episode 6. Shit. You know what? I'm just gonna say it's episode 6. Really don't give a shit. Episode 6. Really dope. Jade Dharmawangsa, 17 years old. She's really destroying social media and YouTube and like on another level. I really enjoyed this one. She's a genius. I hope you guys enjoy. Shout out to Dharma Nation. That's her whole little thing. And I'm going to support it. I'm going to support whatever Jade does because she's just fire. I hope you enjoy this interview. It's super real, super authentic. Jade got it right away. No bullshit, no fronts. Can you handle no fronts?
Yeah, I think I can handle no bullshit. Let's do it. All right.
So what's your story, Jade? Tell me a little bit more about you, how you started
what's
this business.
My story? Damn, good question. I started out with playing with dolls. I was 9 years old, and dude, I love collecting stuff on eBay. So I remember I really first started making YouTube videos, playing with dolls I found on eBay, selling them and flipping it, but then creating content out of it to market. So wow. 9-year-old Jade was doing that. Then it later progressed into things I was more interested in from dolls. It went into fashion and beauty. And then now I'm 17 years old and I'm obsessed with consumer behavior and marketing. And I create YouTube videos about that. And inside of me, I've always been into flipping stuff. So in the process of teaching other people how I grew my multiple YouTube channels, I decided to also consult for brands on how to grow theirs.
So dope. So you're basically the baby Gary Vaynerchuk.
Well, okay, so I get that, but I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, sure.
I get it because I get compared to people and it's kind of a bummer, but worst person. It's not like I'm like, you're the baby Ty Lopez. That would suck. That'd be
a
bummer.
That would suck. I'd be like, thanks.
Like that would, that would just be the worst. But, no, I flip things as well. I flipped a lot of things. It's weird because for me, I went to business camp, which is like,
what's that?
So the opposite of what anybody my age was doing, and also the opposite of how I turned out, because there's like a big middle part of my story where it was just like chaos. But prior to that, I did this Microsoft business camp, and essentially, it was an entrepreneurs camp, and it was for young entrepreneurs. I can't believe people don't have this anymore. Maybe they do, and I don't know, but Microsoft put it on, and essentially you go, like, it's camp. It was like a day camp thing, and you find a partner, and the whole camp is about how to build a business. And so you and the partner have to build a business, and then Microsoft will pick, they ended up picking a winner at the end of the business camp, and they give them, I think they got what we got because we won. It was like $5,000 or something. And the idea that we did was, and this is, you got to keep in mind, this was pre-Google, or like Google may have just come out, but barely. And so essentially it was a 900 number you call to find out anything.
Was it free?
So it was like, no, because 900 numbers were paid numbers, right?
What?
So, so essentially you call the 900 number, but you could literally find out anything. You could find what cool restaurants were in town. You could find out what nightclub. But keep in mind, this is pre-Google, right? So like, it essentially was, other than the visual aspect, it had everything Google has. But what's so interesting is that we're going right back to voice again.
Huh, that's so true. By the way, I did not grow up in that era of 17, so this is so cool to hear too.
Yeah, it's super weird that I just said that out loud, and I'm super embarrassed. I'm not really embarrassed, but like, I've never thought I would be the dude because like I feel so young. I always be like that, but I never thought I'd be the guy where like someone's like, yeah, by the way, like I'm 17 and I don't even remember when Google started, because it already existed when I was around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Dang.
But you know, anyway, so are you into voice?
Yes. Obviously, love a good podcast recording. I also have my own podcast, but okay. So Noah, you might be surprised. I don't look like one, but I was heavily into IT and software. So like right around last year when Gary Vaynerchuk, because I'm part of the Vayner Nation for life. Right away when Gary said about voice and like Alexa and shit, I really was interested. So I decided to build my own Alexa skill. So
I'm working on one right now.
What's your Alexa skill? Tell me.
It's a description skill. So essentially, it's a skill that you can describe anything. So like moving forward, when people are shopping more and more, imagine you're trying to buy a t-shirt, right? And if everything's going to be through voice, then you need something that can describe that t-shirt in the right way so that consumers want to actually buy it.
So it's like a copywriter, but for voice?
No, because not a copywriter. No, it's like a verbal description.
Oh.
So yeah. Like, let's say, think about it. So let's say you're shopping and you are shopping on voice, and it's like it says like something like, what do you want now? And then like it knows sort of your taste, so it's like it could say like, this is similar to that Balenciaga sweater that you have.
Oh.
It's cut like this, it's a little bit tighter here, basically. So like, so people can really actually shop with voice, because now it's like you basically can buy things that are like that you've already purchased. But I know voice is going to be there, so to me that makes sense.
Are you doing that yourself, like programming it by hand?
I don't know how to program. No, fuck no. I'm having someone do it. No, absolutely. I wish I could.
No, it's hard for sure. I had someone help me too. That's super dope. Is it more for B2B, you would say, than B2C?
Yeah.
Got it. Swag.
What about yours?
Well, so here's my story. I just wanted to try out this Alexa skill because Gary, beginning of this year, was like, do it. So actually my skill, I'll just pitch it into the world, even though I haven't really like publicized it. It was a skill for music artists.
Yep.
What's that?
You know as well as I do that like you could publicize the greatest idea in the world. No one's gonna fucking do it because people are
fucking lazy
for the most part. Like, yeah, and it's like, so I just said mine. I really don't care. But go on.
Yeah, no, no worries. No one's actually gonna do this. Except you, Noah. I might be nervous. Just kidding.
No, it's all good.
I was basically making a skill for music artists. This is more B2B as well. But, you know, music artists right now, the only way to shop for concert tickets or get their merchandise is obviously through online web. But, like, again, buying on voice is so weird because how do you know the concert
date?
How do you know where to buy merchandise? So the Alexa skill we were building was bands like Ariana Grande and her agency can build an Ariana version of her in, a skill. So when fans want to talk to... Hey Alexa, when's the next? Sorry if Alexa's turning on. Hey Alexa, if when's the next Ariana Grande concert? It tells them when it is. How can you buy it? And primarily, I was trying to actually get into the music industry. Weird enough, and I never really kept going with it. But now that you brought it up, I might have to revisit the idea.
Well, we should see. This is great. We should actually talk because a dear friend of mine. Someone who really saved my life. We were actually talking about on the phone previously. His kid is in a band called The Dose, and they're on tour right now with a band that's probably so much before your time. Oh my God. Do you remember Good Charlotte? Do you remember Good Charlotte?
Good Charlotte. Yes, of course. That's a good pitch.
Okay. Listen. After the previous comment, I was like, should I say it? Okay, good. So, Good Charlotte, they're on tour with them, and they're actually signed to a management company called Madden, which is Benji Madden and Mickey Madden. I think that's his. No, Mickey Madden's from Maroon 5. Or maybe it is Mickey Madden. I don't know. Whatever. But it's their management company, and they're on tour. And I've been really, like, I'm not I'm interested in the music business as well. Right. Like, I haven't tasted it or like even a little or
Are
tried
you a
anything.
Musician? Do you make music?
No, but like I've always loved music yeah. and like a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm completely tone deaf. So like, I could hear a song, try and recite it 30 seconds later, and like it literally will sound like I'm singing in Japanese. So I can't do that. But what I was gonna say is they're on this tour, they set up this thing. Maybe you already know about it, but it's pretty dope. It's basically they got their own they got these business cards that link up. So like a fan, when they meet a fan or whatever, can scan the business card and then it automatically sends them to their Spotify, YouTube, etc.
Dope.
Yeah, so like it's different than what you're saying, but it's getting into that like personalizing the relationship between artist and fan.
Like,
right?
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, so the other thing is I have a lot of cool relationships in music. I'm one of my new clients. I've got a couple music clients, but one of my new clients is a ridiculously talented 18-year-old. And so music's been something I've been talking about a lot more lately.
Well, my love for music deepens beyond the like consumption of it. I actually used to, funny enough, Noah, I used to be a musician. I was also in a band. No, I'm joking. I play violin, and I was pretty good. So something about me is still super drawn into the arts. Weird enough, maybe I'll become a solo performing artist if I have the courage, but for now I like building businesses for other solo performing artists.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that shows how your brain works. Like, violin's like definitely the genius instrument. It is. I mean, it's one of those, like, I've never met, it's like cello. You don't really meet like an idiot who plays cello, right? Like, think about it. It's not like there's like some dude who's like a total moron. He's like, oh, but I play cello. Like, that never happens.
So what do idiot musicians play? Like a banjo? I don't know. I feel like that's random.
I don't, I mean, I feel like.
It depends on,
yeah, yeah. Or I don't want to say it because like I actually know a smart drummer, but like the drums is really just, it's definitely like an inside job,
but
from what I've heard.
Drums?
Like a real,
it's really hard.
Yeah, but when I say inside job, it's like the drums are part of you. From any drummer that I know, like it's like the rhythm in them.
Yeah.
Like the really good drummers, they say they've never really had to think about it, and it's not like that, you know, sort of ostentatious way of saying it. Like they really are like almost like savants when it comes to. You know what I mean?
You have the groove, which is something you can't teach.
You can't, exactly. Whereas, like, you can learn guitar. Yeah, maybe you can't, like, no, you can learn guitar. But, like, drums, a lot of kids who play drums at a young age, like, they just play drums. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's your life, for
sure. So, you said you just got, weren't you, did you say you were just out of town or something?
Yeah, I mean, this year has been crazy. I don't know about you. I think I heard your story and it's also been crazy. But this year in the summer, I went on a Europe tour meeting some of my followers. And then I primarily am based in LA as well right now. But I'm about to actually head uh-huh. to Asia for my winter tour again. So it's been a crazy year of traveling for sure. How about you?
So when you... I love talking about me, but like I'm gonna actually tone it down because I want to hear more about you. But but when you say a tour, what does that mean? Like, what does that involve? No, like I'm no, like I'm like genuinely like, what does that involve? Remember, I'm like 50 years
okay,
old.
Good question. So
I'm not 50, by the way. You're supposed to say, oh no, you're not.
Tour, Noah. Okay, so for me, I don't actually call it a tour until recently because I thought it was just a meetup. But primarily,
okay.
It's when I go on my Instagram story, tell people I'm in your city, and I guess people who found value from my content, because I help other people grow on social media, they were, you know, super also interested in my life. So I basically held these events in like random-ass coffee shops throughout the world, and we just talked.
about social media. We talk about how to grow, because a lot of times, especially because, like, you know this, Noah, like, a lot of people need, like, really personal help, because, like, yeah, we can give out strategies, but everyone's different. So I primarily just started off doing these meetups to help people one-on-one beyond YouTube videos, help them get followers. And then it just progressed into this thing where I would travel and have meetups. And then I realized, why not have a tour? Why not have, like, a designated date where people can ask me questions? And one of the things I've been integrating right now is kind of coming together with the influencer side and, you know, maybe getting a brand behind it so people can really network. So I'm trying to kind of also piece it together as we speak, but it just started out with meeting people literally randomly through like a city I've been to.
That's really cool. And what, you put the word out on like all your platforms?
I've been so bad at it, honestly. Like, people get mad at me because I don't announce it till the day of. So I will typically do an Instagram story. If I'm feeling like luxurious, I will do like an actual post on Instagram. But for the most part, I'm like really bad at announcing it.
Are you?
Yeah, they just like come out sometimes. So that's really nice.
I feel like you're kind of at a point where you should probably be hiring someone.
Good question. I mean, like, Desha, do you primarily have a team around you that helps you with everything?
I wouldn't say a big team, a few people.
Yeah, I'm in that point too. Like, I definitely would think about expanding for sure.
I think, but for you, it's like, you just need like some kind of assistant, I think.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm completing my dream of becoming an artist. I'm not joking. Yeah, maybe.
Jade needs a bodyguard, an assistant.
My ego would go through the roof.
Yeah, but like, I don't think so. You got a good head on your shoulders. I think like, just having someone run some of that for you would probably, like, I don't know, it'd be easier to scale.
That's true. I mean, I haven't really thought about that in that travel aspect, but that's definitely something I should consider.
What is your, like, where, what do you see, what's the, because you said you wanted, you maybe get into singing and you're getting into music, and like, dude, I get it. Like, I make fine fragrance perfume. Like, I'm trying so many things and I get it, but like for this sort of influencer YouTube deal that you're doing, Instagram, all that, like, do you have a goal for like the next year, like where you think it'll be or want it to be?
Yeah, I basically sit down every quarter and, you know, hit quarterly objectives. But in regards to 2019, where I really see the direction is two things. I think I primarily help like personal brands, like kind of like your Instagram influencer on YouTube and Instagram, right? And throughout that, I realized that over time, the keyword is time, I was starting to take, like, you know, in the beginning, I was taking free consultation. Like, I was just going to help people. I don't need a profit. And then over time, I started charging per hour. And then now I'm consistently running into a roadblock where I can't, charge myself for time. So what's the solution, right? A software, a scalable product. So my real goal for next year on the influencer side is to fucking really transition from our hourly like rates to building an app that helps influencers at scale through educational content. So that's my number one priority, actually building out my app, which is called Personal Brand Journey. I'm not going to pitch it, but that's like the one aspect I really need to focus on, which is how can I help more people at once? And the next aspect is, as I help more people, with the influencer side, do brands find value from, you know, working with people that are authentic? There's so many agencies that are primarily focused around, like,
oh my
right?
God.
Like, it's just like, get your influencer and brands. But I'm like, dude, you're doing a swipe up thing to like a selfie that doesn't attract anyone that cares.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Dudette, listen to me when I say this. I agree, but at the other side of the spectrum is, I've never paid a dollar for advertising because it's like, it's for me, this business is easy, not because there's not a lot of work. Fucking there's a ton of work, but as far as customers coming to me, it's like, you guys, people are fucking idiots, because here's the deal. Like, I'll break it down. You're trying to scam, sell, and hustle people. No one is going to listen to that. If you do anything a little bit different and you're authentic and real and you actually give a shit, you're going to succeed. Like, it's that, especially in this space, right? Because there's, I mean, every day I see a new, it's like quote unquote agency or, you know, and then what I do now is I go and I look when they follow me, I'll go and look at their website and I'm like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. Like, I'm starting to see that they're literally stealing copy from other websites and put the exact same thing on theirs.
Oh my gosh. I mean, first of all, I feel like we're talking about, I could definitely name a few names, but no tea. But yeah, I mean, I've seen those agencies for sure. There hasn't been people out there, again, really capitalizing on, you know, authenticity, which is why I like No Front so much, is like, damn, like really no bullshit. I actually, weirdly enough, I mean, I obviously am 17, so I haven't grown up in like an era where, especially now when the economy is like doing so great for the past like 10 years, like I know maybe like in the past my parents have faced huge downfalls in the economy, but for now, like, it's actually kind of easy to be great because most people are shit. So 100%.
It's all you really like. I get, I don't know, I'm sure you get 10 times as many, but I get, you know, I'm getting 50 DMs a day, sometimes 100, just people asking my advice. And like the questions that are asked, no disrespect to them, sometimes I'm just like, dude, I'm literally, every time I post a video about like the secret to success is you don't need to buy a Ty Lopez video. You show up early, you leave late, you help others, and you stay authentic and honest and have integrity. That's it. And like, I think, you know, I did a post recently where I basically said like, if I told you that if you lie and cheat, if you lie and cheat, and I told you this was a formula that would get you rich, 90% of you would do it. If I told you that if you're honest, you show up early, you have integrity and you're authentic, that it's a formula for success, 10% of you would do it. This formula actually exists.
Right. It's crazy.
It's like, I don't know. It's frustrating because it's like, I really want people to be happy. Like, I want people to succeed. I want people to be happy. Like, if I can help anybody do that, I'm so much happier. Like, yes, of course, I love things and money, but like, I also have had that in my life. I've had moments where I've made a lot of fucking money and I wasn't clear on my purpose back then. Now I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure you understand
that. You know what's crazy? Like, yes, you can have a process, like how to get rich quick. Yes, you can have the best resources in the world, but like the moment you align like your purpose with the steps to take, like to take action, holy shit, clarity is insane.
Because it's crazy. It's like this thing goes off, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, no, you can't teach people purpose, which is why I mean, I'm in a similar place where it's frustrating because I can teach all the tactics in the world, but you just have to know why you're doing it in the first place.
Right. And you know, and like people ask me, they're like, hey, like, can you help me? Like sometimes, like I'm at a point now where, not because I'm fucking,
you're cool, so cool,
but
I'm so cool.
No, I turn down clients because I'll look at their content. Like today I had a guy, he hit me up, right? I get a lot of DMs about wanting to sign up for my services, whatever. I get a DM from a kid or a guy. I don't even know if he's a kid. It just came off like that. And basically says like, hey man, I want to sign up for your service. So I looked at his content and I was like, honestly, if you change your content, I'm totally down. I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad or hurt your feelings, but like no matter what I do, it's not going to help because I gain attention. And once I get the attention, you have to keep the attention. Yeah. Right. So like, he's like, I don't understand. And I looked at his thing and it, you know, those posts now where like, it's like a little, almost like gradient image of like a man and then a woman. And then it says like entrepreneur in color. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's a black background. It's like those little cartoons people are doing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Seen that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like that. And he's at, you know, he's got like followers don't matter, but he's at like 30 followers or something. I'm like, bro, this is not like people are, it's, we live in a culture where it's a lot of culture vultures.
What's that?
A culture vulture is like someone who does something when everyone else is doing it. They just jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
They follow that trend, but like, and people keep pushing trends, but what people forget to fucking push, Jade, is like, it's not always about the trend. Like, it's about being unique too. You know what I mean? And like, if you're not, I could go on. I gotta stop because I'll just go on a whole thing. But you know, people they share, they act like they're a practitioner, like they know what they're talking about, and it's based on they have no experience.
Right. I mean, wait, just curious because we both are in the client business, and I know this is not my podcast, but I had a really quick question. It might be interesting to ask.
Of course.
You know, when you say you like obviously to run clients, because you know you want to help people that you can help. Have you had like a bad experience when you thought you could help someone but you didn't, so they got really mad, or you know, and
yes,
like, tragic stories like that?
Dude, I had this. So there was a girl, she's in fashion in LA, right? Mm-hmm. And I think she started out on my thing when I started helping her. She was like 1200 followers or something.
Solid.
And yeah, and they were actually interested. And when she signed up, she had said to me, because sometimes most of the time I'll say, hey, have you ever worked with another agency? And they'll say no or yes or whatever. And I'll say, what agency? And so she said, I'm not going to say the name because it's a friend of mine's company, and she bashed it. Right. Okay. And so I pretended like I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, cool. Cause I didn't want to jump on that bandwagon, and I didn't want to necessarily lose the customer because maybe he did something wrong. Who knows? Yeah. Right. So I hit him up and I told him, cause I'm transparent. And I was like, yo, if you don't want me to take this customer, by all means, it's nothing, you know, it's like all good. And he basically said, she's a nightmare. And I was like, okay, well, I'm good at dealing with nightmares. Like, I'm not that concerned. Like, I'm sure, you know, so I was like, I'm just going to take it. So I took it. I'll never not listen to someone when they say that. She was from the gate a nightmare, and she tried to get she's like tried to tell me that she was gonna report me to Better Business Bureau. I'm just like, what? Like, who even speaks that language? Like, are you from the 1800s? Yeah, I'm gonna report you to the Better Business Bureau. Like, it was just like so lame. So that was one person. You know, I've had a couple people in total. I probably had only, which is pretty good, like 4 people cancel.
That's solid.
That's not a bad, like, and, you know, and that's since I've been open. So like, that's a pretty good lifetime. Like, my customers stay on and subscription. But another person, you know, his content sucked. And like, I couldn't tell him, you know, when someone's doing the, I don't even know what to call it, but kind of like my content, but they're not, but it's like not authentic. And you can tell that like, they're really uncomfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All my friends, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, exactly. And I'm just like, it's not like, I'm not saying that, listen, I can't go out and fucking, you know, I can't go out and like, trying to think because I'm really good at a lot of shit too. I can't go out and become a race car driver, right? Like, but like, people don't understand, like, there's got to be a certain certain kind of charisma. If you don't have that, it's like, otherwise there would be, every person in the world would be an actor at one time, right? Because they could just do it. But that's not the case, and it's not like, it's not something you can teach. And so, and that's so not in an arrogant way. It's just, you understand, right? Like, it's just, you can't. And this guy, he kept putting these videos up, and like, I just wanted to be like, oh, dude, like, I knew it was coming. Cause it's like, I can, like I said, I can get you the attention, but once I get you that attention, it's, I can't keep them interested. I can't keep someone following you or commenting.
You know what's so hard though? Like, I have these clients where I'm like, you know you can do your part, but you know their product is shit.
Yeah.
And you just really want to like take the job. So did you end up taking the job?
I didn't know he was on. See, when he started with me, he told me that's what he wanted to do. So he started doing it as I was helping him grow.
Oh.
And he stuck on. He's an older guy, actually. He stuck on for about 3 months. And like, you know, he's like getting frustrated because he's not growing. It's like, people don't get it. Like, unless, like, I do organic, like, I'm not getting people fake followers or likes or any of that bullshit. So like, if you're not interesting to the people, and I'm targeting pretty I target very specifically. So if you're not interesting them, then you should be doing something different.
I know. I think it's so hard because I've been in that situation where I've actually also taken people that they look so promising on like the outside, and then you feel they're like 3 weeks.
Yes.
Like, shit. What did I do? But yeah, similarly, I had a client who, at the end of the day, she asked for a refund, and I value customer service so much that I don't think twice. Like, it's just, you know, money for me is not the goal. It's like really helping others. So I ended up refunding her, obviously. But the project was like almost 3 weeks long. But anyways, people love shortcuts. They just love shortcuts, and I just don't do shortcuts.
Yep.
But you don't know that until maybe like 3 weeks in. So yeah, I definitely had like customer stories where I've lost people for sure, and it's sad, but then you move on for sure.
Yeah, it's the same for me. It's like, even, you know, but I tell people right away, like when they sign up, one of the first things I say is, for the first 2 weeks to 3 weeks, even though it's a month-to-month subscription, you might as well not count the first 2 to 3 weeks, because I'm warming up your account.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, and then that's something that, like, has actually been super beneficial, is setting that boundary from the beginning.
Dude, you know what I love to do? Like, I don't know if you do this, because that expectation is so good for like the mindset of your customer, but I just sometimes say to any of the people I have meetings with, like, yo, if you're looking for like the safest option, I'm not it. Or like, if you're looking to not take a risk, this isn't it. And just by saying that honest, brutal truth,
totally,
like, going back to authenticity, they really appreciate it. They're like, thank you, Jade. You know, like, you would think you would scare them away, but there's something nice about being real.
It's so much easier. I mean, not to mention, when you're really real and honest, and like your mindset, because no one can, they can know what you're thinking to an extent, but what they really can know is if you're just thinking money. And if you're really not, it's crazy how much you attract customers.
Oh, so good, right?
It's like, you don't even have to, like I said, I've never spent money on advertising.
Hey, that's dope, really.
You know, and I'm doing a deal right now, actually, which I feel like you would find interesting. I didn't get an investor, but I got a marketing agency, a big marketing agency, who's essentially investing their time and advertising into me. So the value is going to come from they're putting money into advertising me, right? Okay. So like on YouTube videos, on the, you know, like that kind of stuff, they're putting money into that. But they're not giving me money like an investment. And so I kind of, like, we created our own sort of deal structure, which I'm starting to think, God, it's a really smart way to get an investor for other people. I started thinking, like, fuck, I could have a brokerage where, like, you're essentially marrying a marketing company with a brand or personal brand. And so you find the right fit, and then they do advertising as their investment, and then the return they split or whatever.
Oh.
Right?
That's really beneficial for both sides, for sure.
Exactly. And then, because it's, and then so the talent for the broker, why someone would use the broker is because the broker could marry the perfect fit. So it's like, it's the average.
It's kind of like that influencer agency, but now for investor agency.
Yeah, right. But it's like those influencer agencies, except you're not paying the influencer money, you're paying them with advertising. And that means the ad spend too, right? So this company is also, they're putting the money, they're not just creating the ads and doing the targeting, they're also putting money into the ad spend. And
so
then
like a manager almost?
Yeah, kind of. And then so the return, so we have a deal, so like they'll get a percentage of whatever sales will come out of it, or you know, there's, I can't get into all of it, but like basically the return will be a profit from whatever I receive.
So like, okay, so they give you advertising budget, but instead of like most investors who give them like millions up front, they give you what you need for marketing,
right?
And then they split equity later.
Yes.
Ooh, swag. It's so cool.
It's really cool. So I set it up like that, we just launched. If you ever want to, I'll tell you about it after, right, or whatever, right, some other time. But we just launched it. But like, so But imagine like being a brokerage, you come up with a brokerage and you just marry two different people. You're marrying the influencer or the brand with the right marketing company. And instead of getting the investment, they're getting money put into their advertising, which is so much more valuable, especially if the marketing company knows what they're doing.
Yeah, okay, that's really cool because there's so many agencies out there. There's like little people trying to connect those to other people as well. So that's super dope.
Yeah, but think about it. Like a lot of these marketing companies, they're fucking printing money. Like I've got another friend, you know, these some big marketing companies they're profiting over $1 million a month. Yeah. And that's like a boutique company, right? Like big boutique, but like, it's not like one of the top Vayner or whatever, right? But they're killing it right now. And everyone is always trying to get investment from an investor. And then like, okay, but then you have the money. And if you're not an advertiser, you don't know how to spend it, then you're just going to spend it with advertising. And if you're smart, most of your money's going to go into advertising.
Right.
So why not, you know?
That's dope. Yeah, I mean, there's this company in LA that kind of like helps startups link with investors, but no one's like really focusing on the marketing aspect. You know what's really crazy? Oh, actually, this is super on a tangent, but there's this one client that I'm just like, just wanted to share because it might be fascinating, but so many people build a product like not even doing market research. Like they build a product and they market it. Little do they know that you have to like tweak it along the way you go and like ask for audiences. Like when you build your Instagram company, like you definitely didn't like launch it on the spot, right? Like it took time to see what people wanted versus what you know.
It built organically. Like even like I asked questions constantly. The reason I gave, for the first 3 months, I didn't charge anybody. I'm talking like I can't even tell you if it was like a dollar amount how much time I gave for free.
Yeah.
But like the value that I got from that was I learned everything I needed to know.
Yeah, love that.
You know what I'm saying? And I built relationships. Who some of the people that I wasn't charging, they ended up like forcing me. They said, "No, we got to pay you something," because when you do that. When you bring a lot of value, any good business or person, they're going to end up wanting to pay you.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And, like, people don't have that. You got to kind of, like, it's such a mentality. It, like you said, like we said earlier, you can't teach it. It's as frustrating as it is, you can't teach it.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? Like, I like what you said. It's just like you said earlier in regards to, like, you just have to be not doing it for the money because people can see right through that. Because like you said, like obviously you did it for free. There was no transaction involved. So you know that the only way to win was actually provide value. I think actually today, honestly, I was having a little bit of trouble because this one phone call I took, I was like, I don't know why, something got into me where I was like, you know what? Let's try to be more aggressive with sales. And I realized, no, Jade, you have to like solve your problem. And I think so often we are so incentivized by the money, and it's really intoxicating. Like I wish I could work for free forever because it's so much more, there's so much weight off your shoulders.
It's more gratifying, actually. That's the thing, that's the weird part. It's like, yeah, but you know, we need to survive. And also when you're really into what you're doing, like I can tell you are and I am, it's like you love growing. Like you want to grow it. It's not just the money. You want to build something because it's so fucking fun.
You know, and yeah. Sorry, keep going.
No, go on.
People always ask, you know, influencers especially, when is it right to monetize? And I just tell them, you know how long it took Facebook before they actually started turning ads? Like,
it's a great metaphor.
They, you know, no one talks about this. Mark Zuckerberg didn't put on any ads until they were at like almost a billion users. And I'm like,
that's an incredible analogy.
I'm like, why is everyone monetizing their courses tomorrow? Like, that's my biggest thing.
It's because of the douchebags like Ty Lopez. Like it's crazy how much. And see, then it goes back to the whole thing of like, when you like what people are drawn to. Ty Lopez made money because he literally shows cool cars in a nice house and made those videos. Like, that's what people, unfortunately, for a long time have wanted. Now, I believe people are like, they've like overdone it. It's been so overdone that people are just starving for authenticity.
Oh, I know. Right.
Because everyone's trying to do that. And it's like, dude, you look like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I can't stand that guy. And I wish him the best. I can't stand that sort of, like, I see right through it. And that's because I'm like, I'm very street smart. That's one thing of my past that I'm so grateful for, is because I can see through those kind of guys like real fast.
Oh yeah. Reading people is so fun. But going back to that, I mean, it's crazy how, I just don't know how to say it. Like, there's a reason why I don't like blast out or try to, you know, cash out early, because I just know the longer you hold back, the longer you just, you know, you give, again, going back to you give, then you right hook. I mean, your right hook is so fucking powerful. It could be like an earthquake, right? But people just, they don't have the patience for it. So what I've learned is, just like how Facebook waited years upon years, and same with Amazon, they waited 9 years before they were profitable. I think that's when you realize that you have true legacy and impact, if you have the audacity to wait that long to give value. Because the one thing I know is monetization slows down growth. I mean, yes, like, coin, get your coin, sis. But like, at the same time, don't be blinded by it. And I think something about, which is not sexy at all, but like, slow growth, giving value, the basic shit is always going to win by far. And I don't know if you
want 100%. It's like, it's, you know, even when I, listen, when I started charging, like, I was to the point where people were saying, and I could have probably, you know, had I waited a year, you know, here's the thing, this business that I'm in, it's not a scalable business. Yeah, I can grow it, but it's not a company I'll ever sell, right? Like, oh. I'm fully aware of that. But if I had waited any longer, like, I needed to make money, you know, and people, and I was fighting it until the end, and people were like, friends of mine were like, you got to start charging now. It's okay, Noah. It's okay. And I did. And it was like, it was good that I did. But if I had held out longer, it may be different, you know. But the truth is, no matter what, even when I'm getting paid, especially when I'm getting paid, I make sure that I'm always going above and beyond. I have to.
I 100% agree. Yeah. Cause like, now that I also start charging, I actually wait for the customer to be like, yo, Jade, like, how much is it gonna cost me? I'm like, oh wait, shit, you can charge money for this. I think it's just like starting out with the mindset of like giving value first, and then, you know, letting the customer kind of dictate whether it's valuable or not for them. And the only way you know that is by giving it out for free in the beginning. But for sure, like, collect your coin, man. Collect that coin.
100%. But you know, I have a question for you, because maybe you would have a good solution. So
what?
I'm offering like a free, like, 7-day trial or whatever, but I even tell people it's kind of pointless, because I'm warming up your account in that period. So I don't really know how to, it's like, I don't like doing it, because it's almost like you might as well just pay now, because that free week isn't going to really do anything.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing I could think is, you know, it might be good. It just came to mind, is like, maybe I just give them the warm-up period free.
Yeah, the 3 weeks. What you should do, like any other like trial agency, like, you understand what their goal is, and right before they hit it, like right the second before they hit it, then you start charging them. So like, that's probably the best way to start. But that's like,
That's what I think I'm gonna start doing. I'm also implement a scholarship program for like young entrepreneurs, like real entrepreneurs, not this 85% that are doing it now. Like the real, real ones who are like literally flipping shit and really fucking love it. I'm going to be giving them free service. It's based on the high school that I went to. I went on scholarship. It was a private school. And basically the wealthier kids essentially were paying for the tuition for the kids who couldn't afford it. So I'm going to do the same sort of platform for my company.
Ooh, that's so cool. I love that.
Because like of all things, like I gotta help those like young hustlers out, like the ones who really actually want it. They can't afford it, but I can see that they're gonna bust their ass. Like, what's the point of charging that kid? I can't do that.
Oh no, yeah, That's amazing. I mean, same here. Like, one of the things I realized is, like, kind of going back to my goal for the next year, I really want to help people at scale. And the only way you can do that is if you're full yourself. Like, for example, I think the scholarship idea, which is like, have you heard of, okay, there's this university that people, I didn't go to college, obviously, but there's this.
I dropped out of high school too.
Oh, you did? No, how did you get all this education?
Streets. I dropped out of high school at 17 and was selling drugs for 5 years.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like straight up, like, I've been sober 9.5 years. I was on drugs all the way up until I was 20. I'm 35. I was 26, 25.
So how did you get all the knowledge? Sorry. the knowledge, though.
Because it's all the same shit. Whether you're doing it in a corporate office or doing it, I knew how to talk. I knew how to be charming. And I knew how to, like, I have charisma. So I could kind of learn anything, get my way in the door.
Whoa, that's super dope.
Yeah, I definitely learned, like, I love educating myself. Even in school, it was like, I wasn't a good student, but I got, like, a 1500 on my SATs and never had an SAT tutor or study. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know. So what were you saying? Because I kind of think I know where you're going. You're saying, not that you went to high school, there's a university,
okay,
or a college.
Yeah, there's this, like, famous university called Harvard. Or some shit. I don't know if you ever heard about it.
You say Harvard?
Yeah, it's super popular.
Jade. It's like saying, hey, have you heard of McDonald's?
I know. Okay, so there's this, like, little college named Harvard. Harvard.
Maybe Mark Zuckerberg went there? I'm not sure.
Maybe. I haven't. Who's that? Okay, so there was, that's a school, and I know they work a lot about, you know, it's a high tuition, you know, like, you get in if you're smart. Like, okay, you basically, the only way to get into Harvard is if you can qualify for a scholarship by being super smart and, like, not affording it, or if you're, like, super rich and you can, like, finesse your way, right?
Yes.
why did I put the analogy? But anyway, same with any other business. I think the idea of, like, once you have a stable income of, like,
yes,
finding value to people, that's the only way you can give value. You cannot give value on, like, an empty cup, you know what I mean?
100%. And if my whole thing is, like, because this to me, this is, like, I'm almost at a point too where I'm like, God, I'm the branding guy, but I people say that I branded it perfectly because the reason that people are signing up and I never paid for advertising is me, right? But at the same time, like, I'm almost like, fuck, I never, still to this day, it's like my name, I should have been running with my name and then done.
Are you thinking of a brand?
And then done the business on, like, social authentic media as another sort of thing. And people keep telling me, like, insanely successful friends of mine who've advised me say, like, no, don't. And I'm like, I don't know. To me, it doesn't make sense because I'm really breaking out and doing this thing where, like, I want to fucking change people's minds about what's possible based on my whole crazy life experience. And that's what I'm doing. But I'm doing it under social authentic media, not Noah Sloan.
It sounds like to me, and you know this, people primarily enjoy talking to people. I think you could do something crazy also by just being the voice Noah as a brand, for sure. And you know that, right?
Yeah, but, like, I'm like, fuck, well, how do I don't know. Because to me, it's like, I think that's what I think I should be doing. And I never listen to anyone anyways, but, like, I do see their point, like, it's me that brought that's gained this biz, like, it's gained and earned people's trust, and that's why they give me money to do a service.
Yeah, so you primarily do Instagram, solely Instagram, right?
No, I do Facebook, I do Twitter, and I'm working on, I'll talk to you about it after, but, like, I'm testing YouTube. It's actually, I don't have any YouTube clients, but, like, I'm testing it for myself, and it definitely manipulates it a little and helps, but it's not like Instagram.
YouTube's hard. Yeah, for sure. We were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
YouTube's no joke. At what point for you were you like, damn, I actually am, like, really doing this shit on YouTube?
Yo, okay, so what's weird is, like, I know this is going to sound cliche, but I actually really don't care about the subscriber number. It didn't hit me until...
But I don't just mean subscriber number. I mean, like, you get engagement, too, dude. Like, I'm talking about, like, the whole, like...
Oh, the Dharma Nation? Yeah! by the way, for people who don't know, the engagement or the people who comment or support my channel is called the Dharma Nation because my last name is Dharma Wangza. Such a genius. Just kidding, I didn't come up with that. But the moment I realized that I actually am doing something was when I had those meetups, when it's just different because, like, digital is so comfortable. The minute you meet someone face to face and they say, "I watch your videos," you kind of go into like a brain fuck where you're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
So that's incredibly a huge blessing of mine just to sit here and be like, yeah, like I have these like meetups, but that's a surreal moment for me.
I was gonna, because even when you said it, I'm like, God damn, she must really have like a real cool community behind her. Like, I know you do because I can see and I've observed and watched your content, but when you said the meetup thing, it clicked. I just didn't say anything, you know, because it makes sense. Like, that's a great way to kind of judge it, is like, that's because I know how hard it is to get people to do anything through social media.
Yeah, let alone go out their house. Like, what?
Like, let alone leave their house, like, in a place that you don't even live. It's not like you're some, like, you know, they know you in London or whatever, but like your crew of Dharma Nation, like, does. And that's really cool.
You're right. Again, like, sometimes going back to the thing where I don't really care about numbers, and then I realize, if you're able, like in any business, if you can make people take action, you have a business.
100%.
It's crazy. That's simple. I think that's the underlining thought. It's just like, going back to like earlier, give value. But like, what's hard is the thing is to make people move. Like, it's so hard to make fucking people like listen. I think listening is the hardest thing for people. So the only way to make people listen is value.
But because, you know, one of the problems is, I think, is that all of these platforms are oversaturated, and so you're asking, like, doing, even, you know, I saw one of your videos about call to action, or you were incorporating that, and I'm all about it, but on the other side, it's like, that's real, like, you have to, like, to get people to actually take the action. Like, it didn't start for me until, like, I don't know, maybe like really where I could, like, I could see that I had a direct connection with my audience, like, was, yeah, like only 4 months, 4 or 5 months ago, where like I was like, oh wow. But like, it's a struggle. And so for people out there who are, you know, really struggling, they're trying to do call of action, like, you got to keep giving. If people aren't listening to you yet, it's because you haven't brought them enough value.
Oh, I love that. Let's
right,
hear from the people in the back. Yeah,
right. Like, no, but like, it's that simple. Like, if, because like, when I, it was, you know, I hit that point where like I was giving a lot, and that's when people started listening.
You're right. That is so good. Also, just to like even add that, go even deeper, it's not also about posting more. When people say add more value, they immediately think more.
I know.
And more content.
It's like, no. 10 posts a day of like, you're posting this. You're not even like, these are like weird, like little meme things, like of a picture of Brad Pitt, and then you have like a thing in front of it that says like, "A real entrepreneur's dream just came true," like, or something stupid. Like, I'm like, oh my God, you think people care?
Yeah, no. It's like blue ass water, right? Like, great. So it's so important to not think about quantity, but it's again, like, not about posting more value. It's like asking yourself, am I actually solving a problem? I think that's just like the underlying thing. It's like, solve a problem first.
Exactly. Yo, we could talk for a lot longer. Like, I'm by the way, I'm an old man, so like I go to bed early, but we could keep talking, I'm sure, for a long time. And if I don't stop it, not because, by all means, like, I could keep talking to you, like, this is really interesting, I'm like one of those people, like, I also care about your time, and like, I totally just want to like end this on the highest, best note. And I want to do this thing there's only thing that I do, like, no fronts, is just about being real. But the one thing that I do at the end of the show is, I did it with my mentor for many years, person who saved my life. And anytime something was going on with me, he would say, "All right, it's time to do ready, set, go." So basically what ready, set, go is, I'll say ready, set, go, and then after, you have to just let it out. So like anything, basically, like, I'm frustrated, blah, 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 like whatever it is. But the only thing you can't do, you can't think about what you're saying. So it's like a free write.
Oh, no, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. Okay. 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 I got it.
Jade, you're a warrior. Come on. I know you can do it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Ready, set, go.
Make sure you drink a lot of water, because if you don't, you suddenly get constipated. And honestly, that's the worst feeling ever.
You're supposed to keep going until I say stop, but that was the best thing I've ever. You just, no, that, let's, nope. You killed it. That was the perfect one. Then you can say it to me and I'll do it. First of all, by the way, no offense to any of my other guests. You have the best guest I've had. I'm so grateful. This was an awesome conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
So thank you. And also, because I always forget, because I'm just fucking sloppy sometimes. What's your YouTube channel? What's your Instagram? Let everyone know.
Okay. So the reason why I said the shitting thing was because I've been having problems with my own stomach. So if you want to check out more about my problems and more about social media growth, my channel is Jade Dharmawangsa. And I also have an Instagram at Jade Dharmawangsa.
Spell it out, because like I thought it was cowabunga.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Type in Jade and then D. It should pop up. But to spell it out, it's J-A-D-E-D-A-R. M-A-W-A-N-G-S-A. Ooh, someone who's gonna like drive in the car like typing that will honestly like might have an accident, so be careful.
Or you guys can just DM me and I will be happy to pass her information on. Jade is fucking dope. Jade, hit me with the ready, set, go.
Please, my pleasure. Set, go.
I'm really frustrated right now because today's been a long fucking exhausting day. I literally can't eat because I'm so stressed out, but it's like good stress because I'm actually excited. I love No Fronts. I love everyone that's listening or who isn't listening. I don't really give a fuck at the end of the day, as long as I'm bringing you guys value and helping you guys. I love you all. Jade, thank you so much.
Peace. That was awesome.
Peace.